Interview magazine has turned 30. Interview was founded by artist Andy Warhol and hit the streets at the end of 1969. Ever since, the magazine has made its reputation by predicting who will be the next it person and giving him or her the first 15 minutes of fame. NPR's Brooke Gladstone got to hear some of the original interviews and has this report.
Andy Warhol made art by transforming celebrities into commodities. For example, his series of prints of Mao Zedong and Marilyn Monroe. And he made art by transforming commodities into celebrities. Witness his Campbell's soup cans. In the pages of Interview, he continued to commodify pop culture in an ongoing series of portraits. Only this time he was using a new medium. Two dumb machines, he called them. A camera and a tape recorder.
The most sexiest scene I've ever done was the last shot of North by Northwest. The very last shot. Inside the sleeping compartment, Cary Grant pulls the girl up into the upper berth.
Uh-huh.
And I cut to the train outside, entering a tunnel.
Yeah, yes. Oh,
the phallic train going right into the tunnel.
That was a great sexy.
How many people will ever pick that up?
Everybody knew that.
Warhol called up anyone who caught his fancy, from the obscure to the monumental, not as a journalist in pursuit of an expose, but as an artist creating portraits he could place in everybody's hands.
He definitely thought people should pick it up every month, to such a point that he stood himself on Madison Avenue on Saturday mornings with the piles, handing them out.
Ingrid Sishi left the helm of Art Forum to take over as editor of Interview 10 years ago when Warhol died. Like Warhol, she is unapologetic in her pursuit of the cool and the new, but she's systematic in her search, whereas Warhol did it entirely by instinct.
There was much less of, okay, what are the movies that are coming out in the next 2 months, and which ones should we cover? He might say, I was out at dinner last night and I met this really cool new actor. His name is Christopher Reeve. We should do a story on him. And, you know, his antenna was so good that probably if his attitude had been, oh, this has to be cultural news, he still would have landed on the same guy, you know, but it kind of happened in a different way.
The fact is, Warhol came off as a bit of a goofball in his interviews, awkward, giggly, with that signature blankness. Sishi, who knew him, says that's who he was, a child of working-class Czech immigrants who supported his family after his father died and then studied art and went to the big city in search of fortune, obsessed with the phenomenon called fame. Warhol was, paradoxically, the celebrity's celebrity who saw himself as an outsider. The painter Julian Schnabel was Warhol's friend.
You know, usually when people are being interviewed, they're uncomfortable. It's rare when the interviewer is more uncomfortable than the interviewee. And maybe by being so uncomfortable, he brought something out in people. You know, there was like some kind of a blank space where you could fill in the blanks.
Here's Jodie Foster at age 14, filling in the blanks for Warhol and a colleague at Rumpelmeyer's in Manhattan.
Do people tell you you're beautiful?
No. My mother tells me I'm beautiful, but I don't listen to her.
You are beautiful.
You are beautiful.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. I can't understand that. I think that's really dumb because I figure, okay, look at my cheeks, I got a spread in my chin, I got an ugly nose, I've got blonde eyebrows, and that's the worst thing to have is blonde eyebrows. I have eyes that go down like that,
well,
I have a red dot to my eyes.
All those things.
It's true.
But
I've got puffy cheeks, I've got a double chin.
It's everything that's great.
It's everything that everyone wants.
Some of the people that the magazine was the first magazine to cover, Matthew McConaughey, Leonardo DiCaprio, Gwyneth Paltrow. This is in my time.
Editor Ingrid Sishi.
Then we go back to the mid-70s, Jodie Foster, Whoopi Goldberg, Mira Sorvino, Drew Barrymore, Puffy Combs. 94, we did a little spotlight on him. Keanu Reeves, Johnny Depp, Christina Ricci, Jim Carrey, Christopher Reeve, Steven Spielberg, Jackson 5, Tom Cruise, etc.
Despite her long association with a high art journal, Sishi makes no distinction between high culture and low at Interview. But unlike countless other celebrity-saturated magazines trying to stay ahead of the cultural curve, Interview is completely lacking in the journalistic gotcha. Interview doesn't probe in the usual sense, says rock musician Jon Bon Jovi.
They don't ask me for pictures of my children. My pictures of my children have never been published. They don't care to come to your house and put pictures of your living room with you and your wife on the couch.
Instead, Interview creates a space that its subjects may fill as they choose, with jokes or blather or self-revelation. Warhol, and later Cishi, would sometimes level the playing field by having celebrity interview celebrity. Dustin Hoffman and Sarah Jessica Parker shared what they feared most about success. Ellen DeGeneres and Puffy Combs traded nicknames. Madonna told Mike Myers how she gets into the movies for free.
I really hardly ever pay to go see a movie. I just go in and grovel to the manager and say, please don't make me wait in line. People are staring at me, and then they let me in.
Right.
And then, of course, when I come out, the entire staff is waiting for me, asking me for my autograph.
I don't have those problems, but...
You have other problems.
Not
really.
Well,
we all have problems, Mike.
Oh, you got a second? My life sucks. Help me, man, I'm sick.
We're all sick, baby. That's why we're in this business.
Andy Warhol said he started Interview so that he and his friends could get free tickets to all of the movie premieres. And in a sense, he meant that. But he also wanted to get everyone into the show. And in Interview's rambling downtown office, Cishi and her staff are intent on carrying on that tradition. For example, to be featured on the Ones to Watch page, you have to have something special, but you cannot have a publicist, an agent, or a deal. For a recent feature called Just Got Off the Bus, you didn't even need that something special to get your 15 minutes. All you had to do was answer an ad.
Well, you know, it's not like we only photographed some of them.
We didn't, like, handpick anyone. This is, like, everyone who walked through the door.
And here's the amazing thing. Within a week of it coming up, for example, Iman called and said, I want the address and phone number for the last girl in your Just Got Off the Bus story, because we maybe want to hire her as the face of Iman. Woody Allen's casting people called us and asked for how many? I think 21. 20 or 21 names and addresses. All these different people called us from this, and we ended up helping, giving all these people a break, like maybe 30 people. You know, I'm going to use an analogy that's, I hope, appropriate for Andy Warhol, but for us, it's like making a soup. Part of the ingredient, yes, are people who are very well known, but the meat and potatoes of our soup is tomorrow, you know?
If Warhol was a paradox, so is Ingrid Cishi. Or as Robert Rosenblum, critic and curator at the Guggenheim Museum, puts it.
You might expect the editor of a magazine like that to be some sort of bitchy glamour puss, but she's very, very warm, and she doesn't have any airs, and she gets right close up.
Ingrid Cishi is short and unadorned, except for heavy black-rimmed glasses and a direct gaze that seems utterly unjudgmental. She says she's emphatically against nostalgia and readily admits that Interview changed when its creator passed away.
I'd look at Interview and think, basically, thank God this magazine exists because it's eccentric. It's basically the results of its editor's obsessions and passions, you know, but it didn't make me necessarily pick it up every month. I think that what we have done in the last decade is make a magazine that for people it's necessary if they want to know what's happening. So it rambles into culture's corners less. And sometimes I miss that.
Cishi may miss that, but the magazine's readership is up 25%, apparently because Interview is making good on its promise to its readers to catch celebrity on the cusp and leave no one behind. Brooke Gladstone, NPR News, New York.
You should start directing soon.
I'd like to. That's what I want to do.
Next week, buy a script.
Well, I would never do it myself when I first started because I don't want to ruin my career. It's better ruining somebody else's.